As you all know, on the first Sunday of the month, we'd like to invite all kiddos, as they feel comfortable doing so, to come down to the front for a Godly Play children's sermon. So please come forward, and the rest of you may be seated. Okay. So today, I have this bag with me. What do you notice about this bag? What color is this bag? Purple. What else is purple in this room? Yeah? Right, the altar coverings, yeah. Right now we are in Lent. Lent is the time for the color purple, right, as you've noticed. So purple is the color for preparing. In the church, we think of purple as a time to prepare. And it is also a color that we often think of when we think of kings or royalty. We're preparing for Lent, we're preparing in Lent for the coming of a king, okay? And we're also preparing for the great mystery of Easter. Lent comes first, and it leads us right into Easter, which is coming soon. So it takes many weeks to prepare for Easter. Lent is a serious time because we're preparing for something very, very, very important. And it's something huge and miraculous, right? Easter is a huge celebration. So let's look inside this bag. You can hear some things in there. Let's see what's in there and see how many weeks it takes to prepare for Easter. There's one. Look, they're all different shapes. 3, 4. And they're all the color purple. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 pieces here. Are there 4 weeks in Lent? That would be the same as Advent, the time that we prepare for Christmas. Let's see if there's anything. Oh, I feel another piece. It must be longer than 4 weeks. Look, there are 5 pieces here. Lent, then, is longer than Advent. The mystery of Easter is greater than the mystery of Christmas. Christmas is very popular, but actually Easter is our biggest celebration, so we need more time to prepare for it. Now, I have a feeling, yes, there's one more piece. Look, 6 pieces. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pieces. That means it takes 6 weeks to prepare for Easter. Lent is a long season, then. 6 weeks of Lent to prepare for Easter. So the bag is definitely empty now. You want to double check? Yeah, there's no other pieces in there. Okay, so we know we have all of our pieces. Lent helps us get ready, and it's our time to learn and know more about the one who is Easter. It's also a really good time to learn more about ourselves and who we truly are. It's a time to reflect. So these pieces are all purple, just like our altar coverings, just like my stole, just like this bag. The one who is coming must be very, very important, like maybe a king. Purple, though, can feel sad, too. It's dark. It's a dark color. Maybe what's going to happen is going to be sad. Let's see what happens when we put the pieces together. Let's see. This one looks like it goes here. Let's see, maybe this one goes there. Let's see. I'm gonna turn this around so you can see it here. Oh, look at that. What did it make?
A cross.
Look at that cross. A purple cross. It's broken in some places, isn't it? Because it's like a puzzle. And we're putting all the pieces together. The weeks of Lent lead us to the cross, which is where Jesus died, right? And we all know that story. This is sad. This is a sad part of our story and our tradition, but it is also the time when God made something beautiful and wonderful happen. So it is both sad and beautiful all at the same time. And that is why the mystery of Easter takes so much time to prepare. Something that is both sad and beautiful is coming. Wonder what would happen if I were to turn these pieces over. Let's see. Oh, what color is that?
White.
Let's see here. Now look at that. Our cross is no longer purple. What color is it now?
White.
It's a white cross. Jesus died on the cross, but the white shows us that on the other side of the cross there is also light and life and joy. Remember, what happens on Easter? What are we celebrating? Yes?
God's, or Jesus's, ascending, rebirth.
Those are all good words. Yeah, that help talk about Jesus rising again, right? You remember that story? Jesus died but rose again. And this is why Easter is not, Lent is sad, but Easter is full of joy. The mystery of Easter holds both sadness and joy because God made something miraculous happen, that Jesus rose again after he died, which means that Jesus is always with us. That is the big message, the big story that we are all learning from. So God took sadness and made it into something beautiful and miraculous, and now we have Jesus with us at all times. Now, my bag has a cool trick too. What do you think is on the inside, yeah? White. Look. This bag is now white. Yeah, is that pretty? So Easter is like that. It's a celebration, and it turns everything that we thought we knew inside out and upside down. That's what God does, right? The color purple is the color of getting ready. It can be a little sad. We're getting ready for a king. Something sad might be about to happen, but then God comes in and suddenly something beautiful, miraculous, and wonderful happens. Yeah. So soon we'll be celebrating Easter. And let's see. I wonder if the season of Easter is the same amount of time as Lent. Can you help me count these pieces? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Still 6 pieces. So we have 6 white pieces. That means we have 6 weeks to celebrate Easter. All right. So we don't have just one celebration on Sunday. I know we all hunt eggs and have a lot of fun on Easter Sunday, but Easter is actually for 5 more Sundays after Easter Sunday. The Easter egg hunt's just the kickoff to a whole month of partying and celebrating. And you're going to see all these altar coverings change. What color do you think they're going to become? What color?
White.
Or gold. Some churches use gold even. Like a bright yellow. Yeah. White and gold. So, are you all excited about Easter coming? So today is the last Sunday of Lent, the last time that we sit together and think about and prepare the coming mystery of Easter. And next Sunday is also going to be a special Sunday because it's the beginning of Holy Week. Have you heard of Holy Week before? On Sunday, next Sunday, it will be Palm Sunday. And that is the day that we celebrate Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And we're going to do something a little bit different next Sunday with palms, and you're going to learn about Palm Sunday. And we're going to even read about the day that Jesus died as we prepare for Holy Week. Holy Week is the week that we walk with Jesus to the cross, and then on Easter Sunday we celebrate his new life. Can I get some helpers to put these pieces back into the bag? Okay, come on up, throw a piece in. All right, thank you all so much for your help.